Hey everyone, I'm Robin Eckersley, and welcome to episode number 10 of Affirminders. Affirminders is the official Own This Life podcast to affirm and remind women that we are each intrinsically deserving of a life that brings us alive and infinitely capable of creating that life. And today we're going to be discussing the use of intention as a powerful tool. So for those of you who are watching the behind the scenes recording, live on Facebook. One, welcome. Thanks for joining in. And two, you will notice it is casual Wednesday around here. One, because I work from home and I can wear what I want. And two, because I don't know about you guys, but it's been a long couple of days, right? So if you are kind of in the same boat as I am, feeling tired, feeling a little bit worn out, feeling a little bit like, oh my gosh, let me recenter and come back into vibrancy and focus. We are in this together. So yeah, you may have noticed in the news, this is, for those of you who are listening or watching later, it's Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. And there's just a lot happening in the country right now. And there's just a lot happening in the world, right? So I thought today's topic around intention as a tool was very fitting. So today what we're going to do is talk about what intention is and how you can use it and a couple of different examples to play around with and see how intention can really change things up for you. My intention for today's podcast is to offer you some tools that you can actually use and implement. So even though it's casual Wednesday around here and even though I am tired, I am committed to bringing this to you every week. So my intention is to provide some useful information to you today. All right, let's get started. Okay, so intention means, in the way that I use it, intention is making a definitive conscious statement around what you intend to do, to gain, to create, to achieve in the present moment. So that could be you walking into a meeting, that could be you watching a movie, that could be you entering into a conversation, that could be you just starting your day. When you make when you set an intention, you are telling yourself, okay, here's the goal for the next event or period of time or whatever it is. It's a statement that you declare to yourself that this is what you're hoping for. This is what your purpose for engaging with the task at hand is. So intention can be used to help you focus, because a lot of times without intention, we can be very reactive or even just passive, where we're just kind of going through the motions of our day, going through the motions of whatever it is at hand. Intention can help you stay motivated. So if everything's kind of becoming like, yeah, I'm here, but I'm not really engaged, I'm not really, you know, present for this experience or this event or this task, what can happen is that autopilot leaves us with an entire days, sometimes entire weeks, where we're just like, well, I guess, you know, I was there, and we're missing out on being fully engaged in life at hand. Right? So setting an intention, being intentional, can help you stay motivated. It can help you stay present. It can help you, it can help also fend off negative thinking. And I'll give an example of that in just a minute. The power of intention and living life on purpose can change everything. It can change your experience about life right from the get-go. So let's start with a very common example about getting your day back on track. Sometimes, you know, you can have the best of intentions, right? You can set out to have a wonderful day. You know exactly what's on your list of things to do. You can be super organized, and then something unexpected pops up or something goes not to your preference. And so now the perception is that my day is entirely thrown off, right? When really, you know, life in this moment is not going to your preference, right? We can't predict the future. We can do the best that we can and, you know, put one foot in front of the other to create an existence and experience the way that we would love it to be. And there are things happening in our world and facts and conditions all the time. So we're going to be interacting with some of those things some of the time, right? We're going to be encountering some of those unexpected circumstances, right? So when your day feels like it's gotten off track, setting an intention can help you readjust what it is that you're looking to do and how you're looking to show up for the rest of the day. So let's say you've just had a crazy morning, nothing has gone to plan, nothing is going to your preference, and you're sitting there like, oh my gosh, I'm in just kind of like a futility spiral, or I'm in a space of just getting so frustrated or disappointed. You find yourself like maybe beating yourself up. Self-judgment is huge in this situation. Interrupting that flow, because now that train has left the station, right? That train of, well, I guess the day is over. I guess today is a wash. It's kind of like throwing your hands up and just kind of writing the day off. You can set an intention to say, okay, just because the morning or earlier part of the day has not gone to the way that I would love it to have gone, doesn't mean that the afternoon or the evening is a total waste, right? I can still have an amazing afternoon. I can still have an amazing evening. At the very least, I can be present for those times. So choose to interrupt that flow of going off as if everything has gone wrong and staying in that negative mind space and staying in that just throw your hands up and say, you know, I'm writing off today. Interrupt that mind space by setting an intention, saying, okay, let's say I'm going to a PTA meeting. Let's say I'm going to a dinner. For this event, my intention is to just be fully present and have at least one great conversation with somebody. It can be very simple. My intention is to show up and to relax just for the next 30 minutes. That can be all the intention that you need. It doesn't have to be this huge, lofty goal, right? It's just understanding what it is that you need in that moment and what you would love to create for the immediate future. You can set an intention around that and change everything. You can change the flow of your day right then and there with setting an intention just like that. So another example is that even though I'm a life coach, right? I have certain circumstances in which I get so frustrated and I get pretty self-judgmental. And it's stuff that I'm working on, of course. So I notice it. Not like I'm not noticing it, but it is something that like it's an old habit, years in the making, that I'm actively working on transforming. And one of the things that helps me transform that, I didn't even share what it is first. So sometimes with specific gym workouts, or when I go to the gym or when I'm about to do a workout, in my head, I'm either comparing myself and my performance to other people. So for right now, during quarantine and during COVID times, it's me and my husband. My husband is an amazing athlete, right? And I have always been an athlete and I've always been competitive. And so when it's just me and him, he's the one I'm going to compare myself to, right? Even though he's stronger and faster and has, you know, a higher level of athleticism and fitness than I do, I have an old habit of comparison, right? Especially when it comes to the athletic and physical fitness world. If I'm comparing myself to someone who is arguably more talented in certain exercises and movements and areas of fitness than I am, I'm always going to come second when we look at that through a competitive lens, right? And for someone who appreciates competition, it's not a fun place to be, always runner-up, right? Always second place. And that's the story that I'm wrapping around that experience, that when we work out together, I'm always coming second, right? So obviously that story does not do me any good. That story does not serve me. It does not serve my experience in the workout. And sometimes I get really frustrated. And sometimes I just end up not having a good time. And one of the things that I love about fitness in general, and CrossFit specifically, is that it's a great time. Like, I really love it. I love the movements. I love the workouts. But when I'm wrapping the experience in that story of I'm not good enough in whatever flavor, you know, you want to wrap that around. I lead to having a not so great experience doing something that I would otherwise love, right? And so I've talked to my husband about this. He's not doing anything wrong. And this is entirely, you know, my responsibility to reframe and to rewrite that story. We've talked about what if we set intentions before the workout begins. So yesterday, we did a great job with that. Before we began the workout, we each said what our intention was for the workout. So his intention, I forget what his intention actually was, but mine was around going through all of the motions in a fluid, smooth, consistent routine. That was my focus. Very simple. Just keep going and keep going consistently and smoothly through the movements, right? It's not about the fastest. It's not about lifting the most weight. It's not about, you know, beating someone's time or anything like that. It was simply about do the movements of the workout and just keep going until it's over. Very simple. Allowed my mind to focus on that at hand. And I had a great time. I had a great time. Of course, there's always going to be circumstances in which the intention is not the key to changing absolutely everything, like the magical one thing that you can do, but it is super, super powerful. So for me, using it before something like a workout or something where I historically in the past have had an unproductive mindset around, setting an intention can be super powerful and it can be transformative. So I invite you to take a look at different events in your life where maybe they're not typically the most fun or the most efficient experiences or experiences that don't always go to your preference. And take a look at where you might be able to use an intention to just get yourself in the appropriate mind frame and set the appropriate focus for that specific circumstance. Give it a try and see what happens. Another example of this might be if you are having difficult conversations, like either you're having an argument, you have a tricky conversation with a colleague or a boss. Sometimes with relationships, especially personal relationships, they can get, they can kind of go off the rails, right? They can become, you know, a situation where people are taking things personally, or there can be a lot of hurt feelings, or there can be just now all kinds of different topics are being thrown into the mix when originally the conversation was about something totally different, right? Something that could really help the quality of the conversations that you have in your relationships is to set an intention collectively with the other person before you get into the conversation, saying, okay, you know, I want to talk to you about this, and my intention is that we can come to some kind of agreement, or my intention is to learn more about where you're coming from so that I can better understand this. My intention is to share what I've been thinking and to get your feedback on this. So it's a very specific reason for having the conversation, and you're communicating it explicitly to the other person. Okay, so this is something that can really set the tone for the conversation. So it's almost like if you think of it as a train, the intention is essentially setting the railroad track, saying this is the direction we're intending on heading. When you board this train and we're going to have this conversation and sit down and have a chat, this is the direction that we are both agreeing we would love this train to proceed in. So it can help keep unnecessary extraneous stuff out of bounds. It can help keep it to the side and help keep everybody focused on the task at hand. So if you have some folks in your life where you feel like conversations are just unproductive or they just go nowhere, try setting an intention with the other person next time you have a conversation with them and see what happens. You know, have a focal point. And honestly, sometimes this isn't just to help keep everybody on track. Sometimes setting an intention, especially when it comes to things that might be a little bit, you know, circumstances or conversations that might be a little bit more reactive or triggering for you, it can help you get clear on why am I engaging in this conversation in the first place? Is it so that I can feel like I'm right? Is it so that I can convince the other person? Is it so that, you know, I can prove something about myself? Because if we are going into conversations and that's our intention and we don't even know it, right? Sometimes you feel like you have the need to comment on something on social media. Why? What is your intention behind that? What's the driving force behind saying something or writing something? Giving yourself just a little quick pause to say, to ask yourself, what is my intention before going forward with the action, can help not just keep you focused and motivated and on track and clear. It can also help you say, hey, maybe I don't want to do this in the first place, or maybe I want to do this differently. I want to go about doing this differently because my actual intention is deeper understanding, or my actual intention is to learn more about the other person, right? So even having the conversation with yourself around what is my intention in this situation can offer a lot of clarity for yourself, and it can be a beautiful lens through which you see your actions, you see your intentions behind the scene, and then you filter them to reflect what you, how you would actually love to show up in the moment instead. Okay, so intentions can be super, super powerful. They can help quiet the mind, you know, when things are just kind of fuzzy and kind of all over the place. They can help you refocus on whatever it is that you're looking to do, whatever it is that you're looking to accomplish, and it can help you be much more productive. It can be much more motivating too. For example, you know, in my example about working out, I was more focused on moving through the motions, moving through the different movements consistently and fluidly instead of competing. So I stayed much more motivated to do it because I was having more fun, right? I was more engaged in the task. So I was motivated to keep doing it, motivated to stay present. Intentions can also really help you stay in a positive headspace, set a positive headspace too, when you need it the most. Sometimes, you know, you have to go through different tricky conversations and tricky circumstances, and, you know, relationships all have their roller coaster rides here and there, right? Being intentional about how you want to show up and what it is you'd love to accomplish in your relationships can be transformative for your relationships from the start. So I hope you found this material useful, and I'd love to hear how you're working with intention, if you're working with intention, and how you might be thinking about working with intention in the future. And if you'd love to support this podcast and material like this, and the other free support that I offer on a weekly basis, and you'd like to receive some simple encouragement, some reinforcement, some motivation around your own personal development, you can head to our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/ownthislife. I'll put the link in the comments there. And you can choose a monthly subscription that you love the most to help support you on your journey as you transform personally and you evolve your life into a version of it and into a version of yourself that you are so proud and so grateful and so happy to be moving into. As always, today is the perfect day to dream up and dive into a life that truly lights you up. Thank you for tuning in today. Please share this with others in your world who might need a bit of support, if they could use a little bit of intention, if they could use a little bit more reflection on where they're coming from, a little bit more presence in their life. And I will see you on Wednesday of next week. All right, bye.